Nazir Daf Chesamid Beis, Shir number 1. We're going from the very top. Now, we said in the Mishnah that both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, whose opinions were brought in a Braisa, could hold that in our case in the Mishnah, when he says he'll be a Nazir as much as the box holds, we go L'chumra, and we imagine the box to be filled with tiny mustard seeds, and then he has to keep consecutive terms of Naziris until the end of his life. Now, the question the Gemara left off on at the bottom of the previous Amud was why, in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, if Rabbi Yehuda is the author of our Mishnah, then why don't we rather imagine the box to be filled with larger items like cucumbers or gourds? And then that minimizes the number of terms he needs to keep, and we can finish them before he dies. And on the previous Amud, we proved that that would be logical according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that we've understood up until now. So the Gemara answers and says the reason why even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that in such a case we view the box to be full of mustard seeds instead of something bigger is the Rabbi Yehuda Sovalaka Rebbe, because Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the opinion of Rebbe. Tesnan, it's taught in a Mishnah. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Ein ze megalach achas l'shleishim yoim. It's actually in our Mishnah that we're dealing with. Rebbe says in the case that was brought there that he doesn't cut his hair once every 30 days. Ve'ezu shemegalech achas l'shleishim yoim. Who is the person who cuts his hair once every 30 days? Ha'oimer, only if a person says, Are olai nazirois kisaroshi, that I will have nazirois, plural, multiple terms of nazirus, like the hair on my head, uka'afa ha'aretz, uka'chayla yom, or like the hair on my, like the dust of the earth, and the sand in the sea. So this is, with this, we understand why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have to go strictly. Because if he holds like Rabbi, then the acceptance of the Naziris in our Mishnah, it's not viewed as multiple Naziris terms. What we've just learned from Rabbi is that unless you specifically say Nazirois, plural, unless you say that, then you're only accepting one term. So if it was multiple terms, then according to the Svar of Rebbe, we should be able to go leniently and view the number of terms to be like the number of gourds in a box as opposed to mustard. But since he didn't say Nazirois, he just said Naziris like a full box, it's viewed not as multiple Nazirises, but one long Naziris acceptance. So if that's the case, then he's in a status of Vadai Nazir constantly. He's definitely a Nazir, we just don't know for how long. So if that's the case, it's not like it starts and stops with multiple consecutive Naziruses. It's one long Nazirus that he's Vadai in, so therefore, we don't know how long, whether it's the number of cucumbers in a box or mustard seeds in a box, but once he's a Vadai Nazir, we're obligated to go L'chumra, and that's why he's a Nazir until the end of his life. So, yes, based on a simple Svara, Rabbi Yehuda should be going leniently, but because this person didn't accept multiple terms of Naziris, he accepted one term of Naziris, that makes him a Vadai Nazir, and in such a case, you have to go L'chumra according to Rebbe, and that's why we calculate it according to mustard seeds, not cucumbers. Now the Gemara says, Rebbe Yehuda, mi sovalaka Rebbe, can we even say that? Does Rebbe Yehuda really hold like Rebbe? For Hotanan, it says in another Mishnah that Hareini Nazir Kamini Nimos Lacham, if a person makes it's actually the same Mishnah. If a person says, I'm a Nazir, like the number of days in the solar year, and what did Rabbi Yehuda say on that? Omer Rabbi Yehuda, my sahaya, v'kevun shehishli meis. There was a situation that happened, and once he finished his Naziris, he died. So, what do we see from this? We're asking, does Rabbi Yehuda really agree with Rabbi that if he doesn't use the words like Hare Olai Nazirois, so then it's going to be one long Naziris as opposed to multiple short ones? You see, what's the proof from this? Because I Amris Bishlam Nazirois Komekabalale, it all makes sense if we view it as him accepting multiple terms of Naziris. Well, then Hainu Taima Dekemi Dehishle Meis. That's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda said, once he finished it, he died. But if you're going to say that Rebbe Yehuda holds that such a statement wouldn't be multiple, it would be one single term of Naziris. Well then, mi ave hashlama klal? Then would you even refer to this as a completion? Like he said, since he was mashlim, since he finished it, he died. So this is a very difficult piece of Gemara to actually understand. So the simple way of understanding this is like this. From the fact that Rebbe Yehuda responds to the Chachamim in the Mishnah by saying, on the case that they were discussing, that once he had finished the Naziris, he died, it's clear that Rebbe Yehuda agrees with the Svara of Chachamim. He's like bolstering their opinion, not like Rebbe. So it seems that he's going with Chachamim, not Rebbe. So unlike Rebbe, the Chachamim hold that he accepted multiple Naziris terms, not just one long one. So from the fact that Rebbe Yehuda seems to be agreeing with the Chachamim here, it's mashma that he disagrees with Rebbe in another case. So that's the kasha. Can we say Rebbe Yehuda agrees with Rebbe when it seems from over here that he disagrees? Va'oid, and furthermore, mi sava lo k'Rebbe, another reason why Rebbe Yehuda doesn't seem to hold like Rebbe, is v'ha tanya, it's taught in a braisa, so Rebbe Yehuda oimer, Rebbe Yehuda says, hareini noza minyan hilketikaitz, if a person says that I'm going to be a nazir like the number of piles of figs there are that are left out to dry, or minyan shvile shmita, or shboile shmita, or I'm going to be a nazir like the number of sheaves of wheat in the shmita, then what does he do? Moina nazirois kaminyan hilketikaitz, or kaminyan shboile shmita. Then he would need to count multiple Naziris terms, like the number of piles of figs or the number of sheaves of wheat in the Shemitah year. So here we see clearly that Rebbe understands his Naziris acceptance as multiple ones, because it says clearly that he will moine Nazirois. He will count multiple Naziris terms, even though he didn't say Nazirois in the term of acceptance. So again, this is not like Rebbe. So we have two issues. Can Rebbe Yehuda hold like Rebbe? So the Gemara answers and says that's not a problem, because minyan shiny. Whenever a person says in his acceptance of Naziris the word minyan, so then that makes it as if he's accepting multiple terms. So it could still be that Rebbe Yehuda holds like Rebbe. Ah, why over here is it considered to be multiple terms in Naziris instead of a single term? Because he said the word minyan in his formula of acceptance. Now, umishani leila Rebbe minyan, but the kasha is does Rebbe actually hold that the word minyan makes a difference? For hatanya, it's taught in a braisa, hareini nazir kaminyan yamosachama. If a person says, I'm a nazir, like the number of days in the solar year, and he uses the word minyan, what does Rebbe say? So first it says, moina nazirois kaminyan yamosachama, you count multiple naziris terms like the number of days in the solar year, which is 365. And if it's kimei halavana, if he says, I'm making naziris like the days of the month, or the moon, then moina kamei alavana, then you count multiple Naziris terms like the number of days in a lunar, in like the lunar year, sorry, not the month, but the lunar year. That was Tanakama. Rebbe Oimer, this is what we need, he says, ad sheyomen nazirois olai kaminyan yamosachama or kaminyan yamosalavana. No, he's only going to be considered to have accepted multiple terms if he says the word nazirois. Even if he says the word minyan, that doesn't help us. It's only going to be multiple terms if he says the word nazirois. So now we're back to square one. We wanted to say that Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda hold the same thing. Ah, how come sometimes Rebbe Yehuda says he accepts multiple terms even though he didn't say nazirois? Because Rebbe Yehuda held that the word minyan makes it as if it's multiple terms of Naziris. But you see clearly from here that Rebbe doesn't agree with that. So how can we say Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe are saying the same thing? So the answer is, Rebbe Yehuda sovalo kavase b'chada upolegale b'chada. It's a semi-agreement. Rebbe Yehuda agrees with Rebbe in one way, in one case, and he disagrees with him in another. Savalok Vasa Bechada, in the case where he agrees with Rebbe, is Nazirois Kabelelave, that if that generally we can assume that a person is accepting multiple terms of Naziris, in the halacha of multiple terms of Naziris, he holds like Rebbe. Upoligale Bechada, and where he disagrees with him is the Ilu Rebbe Yehuda Shani Lemoina. For Rebbe Loik Shani Lemoina, Rebbe Yehuda holds that the word minion makes it that it becomes multiple terms, whereas Rebbe doesn't. So again, Rebbe Yehuda does hold that if he accepts Naziris like the hairs on his head, which is the case we're dealing with, right? So then he is accepting or the box, the number of seeds in a box, or things in a box, he's accepting one long term of Naziris like Rebbe holds. He just argues on Rebbe when, if you mention the word minion, does that change it from a single term of Naziris to a multiple terms of Naziris? So Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda really hold that in order to make an multiple terms of Naziris, you have to say the word Nazirois, plural, in your acceptance. However, Rebbe Yehuda has an extra way of doing it, that you don't have to say Nazirois, you can just say minion. And by saying that, it makes it that you'll be accepting multiple terms of Naziris, whereas Rebbe doesn't agree with that. So effectively, we've answered how our Mishnah can be the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda. We're still going to be going lechumra and working out the box to be filled with mustard seeds. It will be consistent with Rebbe's opinion because we're viewing it as one single term of Naziris, and that's why we have to go lechumra according to Rebbe Yehuda. But just on the side, he disagrees with Rebbe in another case, whereas Rebbe holds that by saying minyan, that does not mean that you're accepting multiple terms of Naziris. Rebbe Yehuda holds that by saying minyan, it would make it as if you're accepting multiple terms of Naziris.